Clear your mind. Let us in. We're here to help. You've spent your whole life fighting. You've balanced wants against needs. The time has come to stop fighting. If you need it, we provide it. Relax. It's about time that the Moral Influx Company gives you everything you've ever wanted. Find bliss in the grayscale. Let's begin, shall we? This episode begins with a room inspection. A thorough one.
Room's clear. Come on in, Nix.
It's about time. Hey, this room got a mini bar?
There's a bed and a toilet that should be adequate.
Adequate sounds right. I've slept on better mattresses in prison.
We could return you there if you don't want to go through with this.
Yeah, the room is fine.
Hey, you cannot do that in here.
Why not?
There's a big fine for smoking, and you're not worth it.
Oh, golly gee, no mini bar, no smokes. How long do I have to be held up again?
Prosecution will call you in a few hours. You come in, testify that you saw Robert strike down our man, and then this whole ordeal will be over.
Well, not over. You still gotta relocate me. That's the deal.
Yes, that's the deal, only if you get us that conviction.
No, you said I just have to testify.
You have to go up there and pin Roberts to the wall. Anything less than that and we'll...
You'll what? You'll send me back to prison?
We'll let the Roberts family find you.
Well, that's pretty low.
Not as low as some of the shit you like to pull.
Jesus, Barnes, what did I ever do to you? What is your problem with me?
No problem. As long as you actually get the job done.
I'll get it done. I wouldn't be here otherwise.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, some ground rules. Me and my men will be outside that door.
It's my men and I.
Don't take or make any calls. Don't pull the curtain back. Don't use the TV. No one knows that you're here. You are a ghost. You got it?
No escape. Ghost. Yep. Hey, Barnes, what about that door?
My men will guard it.
No, not the front door. I mean that one. In the wall.
Oh, the adjoining door? No, there's no one in that room.
And what if someone tries to come through it?
The hotel staff told us it's sealed shut. It's just for show. You can't leave through it if that's what you were thinking.
You know, for a guy I'm trying to help, you're not very hospitable, you know that?
Let's be clear. You're trying to help yourself just like you always do. If it was my call, we would have told you to testify at the risk of lengthening your sentence. I wouldn't have given you shit. The fact that you'll get a new life, get to start over, it sickens me to think of what you'll do with that.
Maybe I'll turn things around, have a nice little farm, fresh eggs. I'll invite you over sometime and cook you brunch.
Sit tight. Don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, I love you too. What an ass. A new beginning. Nix, you've outdone yourself this time. What? That you, Barnes? Barnes!
A knock at the door begs a response, just like a troubled citizen begs some good fortune every once in a while. Yancey Nix could use some good fortune right at this moment. An expert at finding shortcuts, Mr. Nix is about to invite a mess that cannot be cleaned. A mess that stands between himself and a new life. A study in quid pro quo to be conducted by the Grayscale.
What in the hell? Who's there?
Orange.
What? You want an orange?
No, I'm Orange.
What kind of name is Orange?
Say Orange Who.
Oh, Orange Who.
Orange, you glad this dump ain't your home?
Yep, sure am. Hey, I thought that room was empty. How'd you get in there?
Knock, knock.
Unbelievable. Who's there?
Robin.
Robin who?
Robin you. Hand over the money.
What?
It's a joke, silly.
Okay, it's been fun, but you'll have to find someone else to play with.
Knock, knock.
Look, I am really not in the mood.
Last one, I promise.
Who's there?
Chester Baker.
What?
No. You say Chester Baker who?
I'm not gonna say that.
Why not?
I already know who Chester Baker is.
Was. Who he was.
I don't know who you are or how you found me, but you're about to feel the long arm of John Q. Law.
John Q. Law who?
Barnes! Barnes! Get in here! Bring a gun!
What's the matter?
The door! There's someone at the door! Someone who knows me!
What? That's impossible.
You said your guys were over there to protect me! Well, what the hell happened to them?
Status on room 218.
All clear.
There's your answer.
Barnes, you gotta get somebody in there. It's not safe. In fact, you should just take me out and...
There it is. Didn't take you long.
What do you mean?
Take me out. Switch my room. Next, it's rescheduled. Then I don't feel well until finally you don't follow through.
That's not what's going on.
Sure, Nix. Sure. Because you're so reliable, right? You've always come through in the clutch.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
You figure it out. You're not as dumb as you look.
You're not exactly grade A meat either, pal.
My men will move into the room next door.
Thank you.
Not for you. For me. I want them close in case you even think about leaving again. Because I assure you, you will not make it very far.
Jesus, I'm not trying to leave. It's like the only place you want to take my word is on the stand.
Hey, rules haven't changed. Put that out.
Sorry, I forgot.
Get your head right, Nix. It's the night of.
Hey, why are you trying to yank my chain about Baker?
Baker? Chester Baker?
Yeah, the gal on the other side of the wall was yapping about her. I figure she was with you.
What do you have to do with Baker?
Nothing. I just... I knew him was all.
Hanging out with stranglers? Real nice, Nix.
So, honestly, this ain't you guys.
I don't know how dense you think I am, but I deserve more respect. Sit tight and shut up. The next words out of your mouth better be, I do solemnly swear, and there's the guy who did it.
Get a grip, Yancy.
Yancy? That's a girl's name. Are you a girl? fancy.
No, it's a manly name. I'm a man.
Oh, a big man, like Chester Baker.
What do you know about Chester?
Big man Baker, choking young women with his big man hands. You never do anything like that, Yancey.
Stop it. I know what you're doing.
Big man Baker killed those women and fried in the chair. That could never happen to you, Yancey.
That's right. That's right. It could never happen to me. I'm a nickel and dime guy. I got no guts.
Knock, knock.
Please leave me alone.
Say who's there.
No, I don't want to play.
Say who's there.
I'm sorry.
Jesus, what were you thinking locking the door on me like that?
I don't remember doing that.
No? There's someone else in here you'd like to tell me about?
How long until this is over? I just want to go home.
They'll call you in 10 minutes. 10 minutes, you say your piece, then you go free.
Do you think that I deserve it?
Frankly, no. How many times have I brought you in before? For stealing from old people, people who didn't know any better, kids? You're a real piece of shit, Nix. But you're a coward. You don't deserve anything, no, but I'd bail you out a million times to get to real evil. Like Roberts.
You think he's evil?
I think he's put a lot of people in the ground. You don't come back from that.
I suppose not.
What was that?
Oh, no.
Bart!
Did you
do this? No, I don't know.
Get over here now.
Don't even think about moving.
No. Why did you have to lock me in? Think, Nix. Think. Maybe. Yes. Come on.
Hello, this is the front desk. How may we assist you?
Oh, thank God. Hello, I'm in room 216. I'm locked inside. There's something going on in the room next door. A fight or I'm in danger. Please just send someone to let me out. Please hurry.
Absolutely. We'll send someone up right this instant.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure, Mr. Baker.
What?
This is Mr. Chester Baker, right?
No.
We have other names on that reservation. Roberts, Frampton, Crusoe. There are many more on the list.
No. Why are you saying those names?
We must confirm the identity of the room owner, sir. Make sure you're not in the place that those men should be.
Why are you doing this to me? I don't deserve this.
Oh, don't you? How many were there, Yancey? You can tell me!
Oh, crap.
That dog found a new home.
In other news, tonight low-life criminal Yancey Nix will find a new home pending his testimony against a man who did not commit murder. Sources say that the real culprit might actually be Nix himself.
Shut up!
Let's look at our weather forecast, and it looks like years of endless guilt with a chance of a self-inflicted gunshot wound as a result of all this interior turmoil in the area.
Better bring an umbrella, Jim.
I'm not supposed to use the TV! Wait, I'm not supposed to smoke either. That's it. That's my way out of this nightmare. Oh, come on, you stupid Zippo. Oh, work, damn it.
Nix!
Who's there?
It's Barnes. Open the damn door.
You gotta get me out of here, Barnes.
Don't worry. Everything's under control.
What do you mean? What happened over there?
Not your concern. Come on. It's time to testify.
I'm not sure if I can.
But you'll get everything you ever wanted. A new house? A new identity? You can start over, or...
But I don't deserve it. There's a lot you don't know about me, Barnes. I'm the...
Nix, let me finish. Or you could try to set off that sprinkler with your lighter and go back to your shitty life. Sure, you're not perfect, Nix, but who is?
What's going on in there? Is that you?
Yeah, of course. Now put that lighter down. You don't want to take the coward's way out, do you?
But I am a coward.
That was the old you. The new you is going to calm down, sit up straight, testify, and go somewhere new. It doesn't matter where, because no matter what, you're going to think about this day all the time and how you earned it. Nix, alone with his thoughts, forever. Now, doesn't that sound nice?
I don't have any control over this, do I?
Sure you do, Nix. You've always had control. Now, what's your decision?
I don't know.
Have you heard the one about the man with a guilty conscience? It's less ha-ha funny, more of a thinker. It's a joke about what we get and what we deserve. It has no punchline. Rather, it goes on and on and on, forever racing through our minds. Try to enjoy the good things, even if you know, at the pit of your stomach, that you don't deserve them. After all, you never know when the truth might come knocking and take it all away.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcast, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including our other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit art service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Executive Producer Dylan James Amick, Podcast Production Manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. The Grayscale theme was composed by Michael Gugliotti. Knock Knock, Who's There? Was written, directed, and edited by Andrew Terrence Caberline. The episode starred Matthew Schott and Anna Rock, with Julia Ann Rather as the what. The Grayscale is available on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and join us for our next episode.
I've shot my arrow in the air. Where it lands, that's up to you. I've done what I can. It's your turn to make moves so we, together, can make more of them. Endgame standing by, awaiting your long-distance call.